About 60,000 refugees call Utah their home. Until recently, the U.S. was the world leader in resettling refugees who are fleeing from persecution, war, or torture. Now, fewer refugees are resettling across the nation and here in Utah, even though the state is experiencing low unemployment and businesses are scrambling for more workers. KUER's Rocio Hernandez talks with a Syrian family who's disheartened by the decline in resettlement.
Syrian and Iraqi refugee families pile into Khulud Abu Arida's home on a recent Sunday night. 4 years after resettling in Utah, Abu Arida and her family have found their community. But it wasn't always like that. They were the first Syrian refugee family to be placed in Utah after war broke out in their home country. They fled after her husband, Muawiyah Bilal, was jailed 2 times for reasons they never understood.
It was so hard for us in the beginning, too hard. I wasn't speaking English, and we don't know any people here, Arabic people.
As more Syrian refugees came to Utah, the Bilal family took it upon themselves to make them feel welcome and help them navigate their new home. Now, the Bilal household has become a gathering space where they can enjoy Arabic music, food, and a shisha pipe or hookah. But they haven't met a new Syrian family since 2017. That's because of changes made by the Trump administration that significantly scaled back the refugee resettlement program and the arrival of refugees from Muslim-majority countries. During the Obama administration, the U.S. resettled as many as 110,000 refugees. Last September, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the U.S. would only take in up to 30,000 refugees.
This year's refugee ceiling also reflects our commitment to protect the most vulnerable around the world while prioritizing the safety and well-being of the American people, as President Trump has directed.
The Trump administration said the decrease was in response to the overwhelming number of asylum seekers arriving at the southern border. It was the lowest ceiling set in 4 decades. Utah refugee resettlement programs say they're hoping to welcome at least 400 refugees this year. That's about a third of the people resettled here in 2016. This decline comes as Utah is facing a need for more workers. The state currently has a 3% unemployment rate, lower than the national average of 4%. That means fewer Utahns are looking for new jobs, and employers in industries like service and hospitality are feeling the crunch. Salt Lake Brewing Company is one of those businesses. Chief Operating Officer Doug Hofflin says he usually hires immigrants from Mexico or Central America as cooks and dishwashers. But now, he's seen less of those workers.
I've never seen it like this, and you can talk to pretty much anyone in the hospitality industry, the agriculture industry, they're in the same position we are. It is just, we need low-skilled, hardworking people that can do these jobs.
Hofflin says it's gotten so bad that he tried to tap into a new workforce, refugees. But like other local businesses, he hasn't had much luck. The Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce sees a need for more legal immigration. Last month, the chamber and other community leaders re-signed the Utah Compact. It's a 2010 statement that asks Utah's congressional leaders and others to adopt immigration policies that are humane, keep families together, and benefit the economy.
You want to make legal immigration easier?
That's Natalie Gochner, the chamber's chief economist.
We have need for hourly workers and for high-skilled, you know, engineers, computer scientists. There are so many ways where immigrants contribute to our economy and can do more.
New American Economy is a bipartisan research and advocacy organization. In 2017, it looked at refugees in Utah, which make up 2% of the state's population. Its report found that refugees' economic contributions in the state are significant.
In Utah, overall, they had a spending power of over $324 million. So that's quite a bit of money, especially when you consider that Utah isn't the sort of primary destination for a lot of refugees.
That's Andrew Lim. He's the director of quantitative research for New American Economy. The report was the first time the organization looked at refugees' economic impact. Resettlement agencies told the organization that their traditional messages of compassion and humanitarian crisis weren't resonating with the public like they used to after the 2016 election.
And so they were looking for another way to sort of tell the refugee story in America.
New American Economy has tracked cities that had seen their population decline or age over the years, but had their labor market stabilized after refugees came in. Lim says other cities experiencing similar struggles can benefit from new refugees. But so far, the U.S. has admitted less than half of the 30,000 refugees it committed to resettling this year.
One sandwich, beef, or 30 go.
Today, Syrian refugee Muawiyah Bilal works as a cook at the Ishtar Grill and Restaurant, Middle Eastern eatery previously known as the Shawarma King. Even though life in Utah is good, Bilal still thinks of other family members who want an opportunity to restart their lives but can't.
My life is great. My work is good, my family is in excellent shape, but I would love some help in bringing my siblings over so we can have our extended family together and they could provide a better future for their children.
The Bilal family is moving forward with their lives. They are preparing to apply for citizenship. Bilal's ultimate goal is to one day open his own restaurant. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.